My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, let's get to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. We are joined now by former ACC Player of the Year, national champion Danny Cannell via BetOnline to get the college football season started. Danny, we are fired up. You have you back on the show.
Grant, Danny, what's going on, fellas? I'm fired up to talk to you. You know what that means, baby. It is time for some action. It's been a long offseason. There's been a lot of speculation about a lot of teams, like who's going to look like what. What's the conference realignment going to look like? We get to find out this weekend. I am fired up.
How different are things going to feel with this 12-team playoff system getting introduced this year? It's going to feel new and fresh and shiny and clean for a while, I imagine, Danny.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is one of the best developments we've seen in college football, maybe in the last 50 years. Like, I was kind of excited when they went from the BCS to the 4-team, but I was like, man, that's still a really small number, 4 teams out of 130 that can make it. And going to 12, I think the most interesting aspect to it, and some people don't like this, and I'll give you an example. Florida State last week loses to Georgia Tech, right? My alma mater. In years past, that might have been a devastating blow. Like, man, you have almost no chance to work your way back into the top four, but you not only can win your way back in the top 12, you also can still win the ACC potentially, which is an automatic berth to the 12-team playoff. In fact, at a Power Four conference, it'd give you an automatic top seed, and a bye for the 12-team playoff. So I actually like that. I think there's a lot of teams throughout history who have lost games early and missed out on a championship, maybe due to injury, maybe due to somebody starting that wasn't supposed to, and they were able to play their way back in. Most importantly, though, I think the month of November is going to be that much more entertaining for way more fan bases. Historically, it's only been about 8 to 9 teams that felt like they could make it in that top four. Now we'll probably go 25 deep, and it'll be a lot of fun. It'll make more meaningful games in November that I cannot wait to look forward to. So I think it's going to be a really fun season.
So we've had so many evolutions, right? I mean, you and I are old enough to remember when, like, Washington and Georgia Tech just shared it. No chance they would play. The voters just voted, and that was the end. There was no ceremony, no nothing. Then we go to the BCS. Then we got to go to this tournament. And the reason I wanted one more evolution was I want that UCF magical season. I want them involved. I want that Boise State team to be involved in a playoff. Whether they were going to win it or not, I just kind of wanted to see that. That's more fun than the sort of same collection of blue bloods. And I'm going, okay, now we got 12, it's going to happen. But is it? Does it feel like it's going to be more wide open, or is it now, well, we got 2 major conferences and it'll be, you know, 5 teams from each one and Notre Dame probably. How's it going to shake out?
Yes. Oh, it'll be largely dominated by the power conferences. So in the Power Four, there's really the Super Two, right? Let's be honest, the Big Ten and SEC. just go follow the money. That's always what you have to do in college athletics and probably anywhere else in life. Follow the money. They have the richest TV contract from ESPN and Fox, respectively, the Big Ten and the SEC. So I would expect of the 12, four from each of those two. And I already saw Nick Saban making his predictions, trying to get five SEC teams in the 12-team field. Here's the one good thing, but I do think you better enjoy it before it goes away. There will be at least one group of five team in the playoff, and it'll probably be that 12th seed, but they are guaranteed a spot. The highest ranked group of five conference champion will get a chance to play that role of Cinderella. And I agree with you. Like, I was a big backer of UCF when they got left out, that they should have had a chance. I was a fan when Cincinnati got a chance. And actually, I thought they held their own. They didn't beat Alabama, but they played Bama just as good as a lot of teams. And one of the things we love about the NCAA tournament in basketball, Cinderella stories, right? Like those upsets, that first round. We love seeing those. Here's the thing, though. I think we could possibly get an upset. I don't think we see a Cinderella run to the championship game. There just is such a big gap in the talent level. And while I say that, I do think so. They're going to revisit the structure in 2 years. And I think we're probably closer to having the group of five teams have their own playoff system and their own champion, as opposed to still getting access to this one with the big boys. Again, follow the money. Those teams are not going to like, I can just hear it now, Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, when a Boise State gets in saying, well, our fifth best team would be favored by three touchdowns versus Boise State. You know, he's going to make that argument, and their voices carry a lot of weight. I don't think it should matter. I hate using that, you know, philosophy, using point spreads to justify teams in the playoff. We've seen that before. I'm with you. I wish we could see that Cinderella-type run, you know, still exist. But my stronger feeling is after 2 years, probably their chance goes away.
Danny Cannell, BetOnline, BetOnline.net. You can check out BetOnline for updated college football playoff win totals, conference, Heisman, and college football week one lines. Danny, specific to the realignment and the Super 2 conferences you referenced, what are the big storylines? And for the casuals, what do they need to know about all the change going into the season?
Well, first of all, it's going to take a while to get used to, right? Like, just speaking the lingo of college football, like, I was doing a discussion on my radio show in the morning a couple months ago, and we were looking for big, you know, non-conference matchups and who the Big Ten was playing, and I glossed right over USC playing LSU on Sunday night in Las Vegas because I had forgot that USC is now a Big Ten team, right?
Right.
USC, UCLA, like, that to me just logistically, compartmentally in my brain, it's going to take me a while to say USC, UCLA are Big Ten teams along with Oregon and Washington. The one thing also that I think fans need to know about, and this is why when both commissioners, when it was Tony Petitti of the Big Ten and Greg Sankey of the SEC, one of the things that they both have said is it's about matchups, and it's supposed to be about the fans. And that is going to be really exciting. When you see some of these matchups on the table, like a Texas hosting Georgia as an SEC conference game, that'll be a ton of fun. Like the Florida Gators hosting the Oklahoma Sooners, or just, you know, these new players at the party, you're going to see some really good matchups throughout the season. Every college football season in the past few years, there have been some weekends that have been kind of sleepy, and you're like, where's the good matchup? Every single weekend, there's going to be some sensational matchups. Like, there's going to be at least two or three because of the conference realignment. I still think it'd get better. I still think we should get to a place where everyone's playing the same amount of Power Four teams, and we need to kind of iron that out. But I'll take some of these phenomenal matchups that we're going to see early this season. It's going to be a ton of fun.
So we know the top of the board, a lot of the usual suspects here in Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, right there in your top five. Danny, give me a couple of teams that are maybe outside of that group, maybe 10 or lower, that you like, you know, maybe working their way up, making some noise, that have some potential to disrupt here.
Oh, I got a few. Now, here's the thing, because I do think some people thought, oh, we'll open up to 12 teams. That'll bring parity because for a long time, it's either been Bama, it's been Georgia, it's been Clemson. It's like the same three or four teams, Ohio State. And it was great to see Michigan last year kind of shake things up and have a new player to the party. I think it'll be harder for some of these long shots to go through three or four games to win a national championship. But, hey, the teams that could do it, I like Texas A&M, the Aggies. Now, they have a monster game this weekend against Notre Dame coming to town. Kyle Field, the place is going to be electric. They've got a quarterback and a guy named Connor Wegman who has played a little bit, and he's been really good when he's played, but the last two seasons have been cut short by injury. If he stays healthy, I think they could be the team that surprises. Of all these new schedules we've talked about, their schedule is still pretty favorable, and I really like Mike Elko, the job that he's done there as the new head coach coming over from Duke. They had Jimbo Fisher. There was always sort of some sort of drama coming out. There was issues with recruits. You had to kick guys off the team, got disgruntled about playing time. Feels like they're more about business now. And I still think the one thing that Jimbo Fisher left behind was a pretty loaded cupboard. There still are a lot of 4 and 5 stars on that team. So if come together, I could see the Aggies being a fun bet from a long shot perspective, 45-1. Another one that I'll give to you, another team on display this weekend. Now, I don't love their chances to win this weekend, but that's the beauty of this system. Like, it doesn't matter. You could lose this game. The Miami Hurricanes, this is the most talented roster that they've had since joining the ACC. We're talking about 20 years. They've got the most stacked roster with 4 and 5 star talent, and most importantly, a quarterback who I think is a difference maker in Cam Ward, who transferred in. He started his career at Incarnate Word, and he threw 47 touchdown passes at the FCS, won the award for player of the year at that level, goes to Washington State, puts up 2 pretty good years on a team that's not that great. Statistically, had pretty strong numbers that he put up. Now he goes to a situation where he's got a back and Damian Martinez, who was another transfer portal addition the Hurricanes made. Pair that with a defense, which has added some portal guys, and they've already been recruiting pretty well. All that being said, and I do kind of like them, if it all comes together for them, I think they could be that team. Mario Cristobal, the head coach down there, better get it going or else he's going to be facing some serious answers, because I think most people, the win total for them is 9.5. I think they should go over. I think even Miami fans feel like, yeah, that should be an over. If he struggles and they go, 8 wins or less, boy, Mario Cristobal is going to find himself probably on that hot seat conversation the following season. But I like their chances to get it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Done this year.
You can see why we love talking college football with Danny Cannell, the former national champion at Florida State and fourth-round pick in the NFL, joining us via Bet Online here on Grant and Danny. Danny, I actually want to hop up to the top of the rankings and the top of the board. Danny kind of glossed over. Georgia, Ohio State, Dan Lanning in Oregon, Texas, Alabama with a new head coach, Ole Miss, everybody's kind of crowning coming into the season with Lane Kiffin. If you would just go rapid fire, if you don't mind, a few thoughts on each of those teams and what you like and what you don't like, or who's as good as we expect and maybe who isn't.
So the favorites I am pretty chalky, like on my postseason, like Final Four picks, who's going to win it. My pick to win it all was Oregon over Georgia. So a couple of the favorites in there. If you want a little bit better value, Oregon's at plus 750 as opposed to Georgia, who's a pretty heavy favorite. So the team that I did not talk about, did not pick, is Ohio State. And I actually, I'll steal this from Kirk Herbstreit because I saw him say it the other day on Pat McAfee's show. Ohio State has this loaded roster, right? That has never been the problem at Ohio State. They've always had talented players on the roster. The one thing they've lacked is both a mental toughness and a physical toughness, which is kind of crazy considering the talent they have on the team. How do they respond? Like, how do they respond to that? Because they've been owned the past three seasons by Michigan, and they've got the opportunity. They have to go to Oregon in the regular season where they could have to travel, take this thing on the road. They have Michigan come into their place, and then they have a Penn State game on the road. They'll be favored probably in every single game except for that game in Oregon. I think there's a chance they could be an underdog in that situation. But I'm very curious to see with this superstar team, how do they come together? Like, how do they galvanize around each other? Most of the time when you see these national championship runs, you see teams that really have a lot of guys that come back, which Ohio State did. They had guys on the defensive side of the ball that could have gone pro, decided to come back. So I like some of the messaging coming out, but I need to see it. And the biggest question mark I have for them is their quarterback, Will Howard, who really is the only question mark. He played, he has a nice career at Kansas State, won a Big 12 title there, but this is a whole different ballgame going to Ohio State with the type of pressure you're going to get from your own fan base. And then I'll go with you to round it out. The team that has the fourth best odds, plus 750, like Oregon, is the Texas Longhorns. They are a team that I do think they'll make the playoffs. I do think they'll be in that 10-2 conversation. I've got them playing Georgia in the SEC championship game. Quinn Ewers, I think, is probably one of the more underrated starting quarterbacks in the country. Steve Sarkisian always puts up pretty good offensive game plans. And, oh, by the way, if anything happens to him, Arch Manning is sitting there waiting in the wings. My biggest question mark, what I worry about them, is the defensive line. They lost a couple guys in the interior to the NFL, and I'm kind of curious to see where they stack up. And then lastly, so I don't ramble too long, two teams last year that were in the Final Four that I think we're forgetting about, Alabama and Michigan. Like, Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, they still have a lot of talent on that roster. By the way, he's got his quarterback, who was a finalist for the Heisman, returning as well. They're not going anywhere. I think they'll have a say in this kind of finale and see if they can be in there in November. I think they'll be in the mix. And then Michigan, I don't feel quite as confident, but they have beaten Ohio State 3 years in a row and won the Big Ten. Like, this is a team that knows how to win, and I think they're, like, sort of that perfect mix of talent. Plus, you talk about chip on the shoulder, everyone, you know, picking Ohio State yet again, and they're like, wait a second, we just won the national championship and no one's giving us a chance. If they figure out quarterback, they could be a team that could be reckoned with.
Danny mentioned the Heisman. I'm throwing a couple shekels on Jalen Milroe, I think, but there's some guys with some better odds. Who do you like, and give me your prediction?
I went super chalky, and I hate it because the favorite never wins. I did pick Dylan Gabriel. You know, I had them to win the national championship as well. He's very, very similar to Bo Nix, like similar style of player, and he's gonna go down as probably the most prolific passer in college football history, which I kind of don't like because he gets an extra year. Like, that's the college football record books are gonna be skewered because of all these guys that have an extra COVID year and, you know, their fifth and sixth year seniors. But he's still gonna get that advantage of getting this sort of lifetime achievement award. And I think he's gonna put up monster numbers. And then I talked a little bit about him earlier. If you wanted a little bit longer shot, I do like Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami. Think about the narrative as well as the quarterback who brought Miami back, right? That's going to be such a big storyline if the Miami Hurricanes are relevant in November. He's electric, too. He doesn't always play within the system, and I think Heisman voters love getting that Heisman moment. I think he's got some opportunities for that. So I like Cam Ward as a little bit of a longer shot in that Heisman race.
Danny Cannell, Grant and Danny, here on The Fan, BetOnline, BetOnline.net. I don't know if you have question-asking privileges of Colorado or not. I'm not sure if you're in the cool kids
club. Are you
club.
In the circle?
Oh, I'm definitely barred.
Yeah.
We had a little tussle last year, me and Dion. I'm definitely barred.
Yeah, you and me both. I mean, he doesn't know who I am, but he'd bar me if he did. I guess my question about Colorado, they play tonight at 8. There's a slate tonight, by the way. Top 25 games to watch, including 11 Missouri in action at home. A number 22 Kansas is playing. But Colorado on ESPN, 8 o'clock kick this evening, I think is going to draw the most attention. Where are you at on them this season? It was a very turbulent offseason for Sanders in the program, but he's got a couple of the best players in America.
Oh, it was a turbulent year last year for them, right? They started off on fire, then collapsed at the end. They fired their offensive coordinator, which was like the one bright spot of the team was the offensive numbers they were putting up. Like, I think you're going to see more of the same. The thing is, like, do we get the same type of fireworks that we saw out of them? Can they beat a Nebraska again the way they did last year, which was one of their more impressive wins? They're in the Big 12, which is kind of wild. Like, it's wide open. I think there's going to be some teams that are very evenly matched in the Big 12. I know Shador is going to play really well. Travis Hunter is one of the best players in the country playing wide receiver and DB, which I love. But, like, Deion is a circus. Like, the criticisms that he's taken are valid. It's not like people are just making stuff up out of thin air. He brings a lot of attention. And for somebody who's a Hall of Famer and one of the best college players to ever play, one of the best NFL players, man, does he have some thick skin. But I think what Deion struggles with is, as a player, he could be brash and confident, and then he could go out there on the field himself and back it up and shut up his critics. I think he's struggling with being that brash, confident coach who feels hopeless when his team can't get it done. And I think that's a struggle for him, and I think he's still trying to navigate that. To answer your question, like, if I was going to lean one way or another, I think they're right around their win total, which is 5.5. I think probably 5 or 6 wins is probably where I expect them to be. I'd probably lean under just because of the uncertainty. But at the same time, I wouldn't be shocked if they were 8 or 9 wins, because they are a team that does thrive on the attention, that thrives on success. But I think a strong start is critical for them. Like, tonight's game is not a cakewalk. North Dakota State has beaten 6 out of the 7 FBS opponents they face. They are an FCS team, lower level. They have played the role of giant slayer pretty well. Then next week they have to go to Nebraska, where they'll probably be dogs. Like, the start of the season to me is crucial for Colorado, because the one thing that we've seen from this circus atmosphere, when they face adversity, they don't always respond and they don't always handle it well. So very critical to the start of Colorado's season.
Check out Bet Online updated college football playoff win totals, conference, Heisman, and college football week one lines. Danny Cannell via Bet Online. We're keeping you too long, so we'll end it here. Just a little local flavor. We got a bunch of Virginia Tech, JMU, University of Maryland, UVA fans. Any thoughts on any of our local DMV, DC, Virginia area schools? Anything that you like this season?
Heck yes. I like the Hokies a lot. I do. I like Brent Pry. I like the job he's done. They have 20 out of 22 starters coming back. Their quarterback, Kyron Drones, is really special. I do like them to go on the road at Vanderbilt this weekend. I would lay the 13.5 and back the Hokies. But overall, in general, you know, a lot of predictions, and when guys look at it, it's very unique to college football, because you can get a schedule that is completely different than some of the other teams within your own conference, just luck of the draw sometimes. They've got a very favorable schedule. They do have to go to Miami, but that's probably the one game that you look at and you're like, there's two games, Miami and Clemson, that they host. They're at Lane Stadium, one of the best home field advantages, that I feel like, okay, those are games maybe they could struggle, but every other game on the schedule, I think they could win. So 9-3, I think, is well within reason for Virginia Tech. And if they kind of capture some magic, I think you can see a 10-win season. And then what happens? Are they in the playoff conversation? That could be really interesting. I'm mildly worried about the September 21st matchup with Rutgers. But overall, I still like the Hokies this season as a whole.
Danny, awesome as always, man. Enjoy the games tonight, and we'll catch up during the season, buddy. Thank you.
Love catching up with you guys, man. Enjoy the games.
Danny Cannell on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!